So we say welcome to Jan Vermeulen. How are you, Jan?
I'm very well. How are you?
Oh, such a nice clear line.
Hey, he came off the mountain, didn't he? He's not in Musenberg, that's for sure.
Yeah, we're in Kimberley. So on the last leg of our grand tour of the country.
Isn't it a beautiful country?
And yeah, so busy testing the mobile networks in Kimberley now.
All right, fantastic. Jan, Chai FM, we've taken a decision here at the station with WhatsApp. WhatsApp keep changing. They've now closed all their loopholes that we were, that our service provider, a company called Colony HQ, was able, we've got in studio, we've got a feed.
Right.
Of all the different platforms, Facebook, Telegram, WhatsApp, SMS, Twitter, all email, everything comes through on one feed in the studio and we get thousands and thousands of these messages. WhatsApp kept doing updates and then we'd have to get something else. And about a month ago, probably about 6 months ago, they didn't update. We had to get an iPhone or a phone in the studio that we could then scan. And it's just been difficult because every time they do another update, then we can't use that. They've now brought something called WhatsApp for Business.
Yes.
R6,500. That's how much it would cost us every month for WhatsApp messages in order for us to see WhatsApp messages from our listeners. If we were getting 100,000 messages a month, I would say absolutely.
Right.
But we've taken a decision not to support WhatsApp on Chai FM anymore. As of the end of of July, we're not the first station to do it. We're one of many.
Yeah.
We will not be supporting WhatsApp. You want to contact us, you have to use Telegram. You have to use the other formats. So I wonder if you could just talk a little bit about Telegram.
Right. So, and also interesting here, and it's clear, that in this case, WhatsApp obviously didn't take into account its install base at places like radio stations. I wonder if they know about this unintended consequence of their decision to clamp down on this.
They're seeing it as an opportunity to make more money.
Yeah, but what's interesting is that mobile network operators, for all their faults, and even though this is really, really expensive, they would partner with places like radio stations, and you would send in a premium SMS, right? So it would cost you R2, but the radio station would pocket some of that, the operator would pocket some of that, and so that way the listeners could support their radio station while communicating with the DJ on air,
whereas WhatsApp has decided that... We want it to be cheaper, not more expensive. We're not interested in making money off our listeners.
Right. I'm just saying that that's interesting that they've got this model instead of the mobile operator model. Be that as it may, Telegram is an interesting one and also not without its own set of controversies. Telegram is incredibly popular as a WhatsApp replacement. One of the things that it does, for example, is it has support for much bigger groups. And so people who end up having really, really big chat groups would ditch WhatsApp and go to Telegram because Telegram support for that is just better. Telegram also has a proper app, which I suspect you are going to appreciate in studio. What's interesting about the way Telegram works is your messages are not linked to a particular phone. So, for example, if you lose your phone, then you haven't been doing all your communicating through secret chats, then you can get your messages back because Telegram stores your messages on their servers. So that's the one drawback to Telegram, where WhatsApp is end-to-end encrypted by default. Telegram gives you the option, and so one can also argue that that's a good thing. You can choose to use secret chats, which is not the default, or you can choose to use their normal chats, which are stored on their server. And then, if you swap between phones or if you, use it as an instant messenger on your laptop and on your phone and wherever else, then it'll let you do that. It's not this weird dance that you have to do with the WhatsApp apps, for desktop and stuff to get it working, or WhatsApp web.
Jan, we've had at least three listeners correspond with us in the last 30 seconds or so saying that they are having difficulty accessing the Telegram app. They download it and the the app icon doesn't seem to appear on iPhones. I'm maybe getting too technical, but do you know, do you know anything about that? Is there a way to overcome that? I mean, you can't expect somebody to go to the iStore every time they want to message you, open an app, send a message, and then, you know, go there again. You want the icon on your phone. Is there a problem with certain apps and iPhone X's? Do you know anything about this?
That is super weird. Look, I don't want to cause unnecessary speculation here, but there have been problems between Telegram and Apple. They've kind of knocked heads once or twice before. So it could be that there's something developing right now. That there's some kind of issue between Telegram and Apple, but you know, they knock heads, they sort it out, it gets fixed. But yes, it's super strange that you're installing the app and that it doesn't appear on your iPhone. To the best of my knowledge, there's no easy workaround on iPhone. On Android, I would tell you to just sideload it. You know, from a reputable source, possibly from the Telegram site itself. They might have APKs on there like WhatsApp does. But on iPhone, it's more difficult. You have to go through the Apple Store. That's part of the security features of the iPhone, but it's also the drawback of the iPhone, right? Is that you're playing in Apple's walled garden. And, if you don't play by their rules, or, you know, if you step out of line according to them, you know, they can do what they want with your stuff. They can pull you off of the App Store, or just, you know, make it so that your app doesn't appear. But this is very strange. I've never heard of you being able to install an app and then the icon being visible.
And it's not from Android. It's only, the complaints are only coming from iPhone users. So that is interesting.
From iPhone. It's super strange, but maybe there's something developing, and we're seeing the beginnings of another short, hopefully short conflict between Telegram and Apple. It's very strange. I honestly have to look into it to find out exactly.
Just out of pure interest, is there anything coming our way that will be an option other than Telegram or WhatsApp or?
There's tons of stuff out there. But yeah, I mean, those are the big fish in the sea at the moment, right? If you're not using WhatsApp, you're kind of using Telegram. But there's so many instant messengers waiting in the wings to, you know, watching for WhatsApp to trip and fall so that they can hopefully become the next big thing. So unfortunately, BBM at least the consumer version of BBM is no longer going to be a thing. So that's shutting down. But there's things like Line, Kick Messenger, Viber. There's all kinds of mobile instant messaging services out there. WeChat is the other big one. How did I even forget about that? WeChat is the power in China.
It's Chinese,
To instant chat, to instant messaging. WeChat has an office in South Africa, though. They had like a big push in South Africa to try and gain traction in the market, but obviously WhatsApp had it nice and locked down. They're still operating there. WeChat has a wallet system that works in South Africa. Unfortunately, it doesn't work cross-border. I tried to use it in China, and it didn't work, which was a frustration, but understandable. But it uses SnapScan on the back end and has like a little wallet system for you to do person-to-person transfers through WeChat. It costs a bit of money, unfortunately, which is why mobile money in South Africa doesn't work as opposed to just using a normal bank account. But still, I mean, they were innovating and they're doing stuff, and WeChat works in South Africa. So yeah, if you don't want WhatsApp and you're looking for alternatives, there's so many to choose from. You can just take a look. I think My Broadband's done an article on this quite recently about WhatsApp alternatives, and you can pick up a few on there. But yeah, if you just Google it as well, you're going to get a ton of hits.
Amazing. Thank you very, very much, Jan. And, there you have it. Jan Vermeulen, editor at large. Safe travels, and maybe one of these days you'll travel to our studio and you'll actually come in studio and you'll come and co-host a Tuesday afternoon show with us.
Oh, that'll be lovely. The last time I was there, I got whiskey and that was great.
I was going to come for the booze. That's what's going to happen. Nice.
Thank you very much.
That's Jan Vermeulen, the editor at large for mybroadband.co.za. You can go and check out their story.